VA and HUD say it's the most authoritative analysis of homelessness among veterans that's ever been done. The idea is to not just measure the raw numbers of homeless vets, those numbers have been available before, but to gauge the extent and nature of homelessness and how or whether veterans access services for the homeless. The annual Veterans Homelessness Assessment Report was released for the first time today based on 2009 data. Anthony Love is Deputy Director of National Programs at the Interagency Council on Homelessness.
The veteran AHAR is essential to having the clearest understanding possible of the scope and breadth of veteran homelessness and to measuring our progress towards ending it. Moreover, in today's tight budget environment, good data will also help us make the responsible fiscal choices to reduce the budget deficit and make intelligent, efficient, and effective use of taxpayer resources.
The assessment found that 136,000 veterans were on the street for at least one night in 2009. On a particular January night they chose for the study, there were almost 76,000 homeless vets. Tammy Duckworth, VA's Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs, says that second number is important.
Because we need to know a good number for how many veterans are truly on the streets of this nation and what their makeup is so that we can extend the correct combination of services and benefits to them, whether that is health care, employment assistance, mental health counseling, housing assistance, whatever it is, we need to be able to provide them with the benefits that they deserve.
The 76,000 vets counted on that night in January represent about 16% of the U.S.'s total homeless population. At first blush, the analysis appears to show that the nation is making a good deal of progress on wiping out veteran homelessness. The count in 2007 was 131,000, in 2008, 107,000. But Mark Johnston, HUD's Deputy Assistant Secretary for Special Needs, says those prior year numbers are probably less precise than the ones released today.
It's tough to compare. Frankly, it probably isn't fair to really compare the 08 number of 107 or 108,000 to the 2009 point in time count, which is done now with VA and HUD very, very consistently across communities. And so going forward, when we release the 2010 number and especially the 2011 number, we're really going to finally have an apples-to-apples comparison on the figures.
The agency say the new data will let them do a much better job at targeting assistance to those who truly need it.
So, for instance, for veterans that are only homeless for a couple of weeks or even a month or so, we can target those veterans for rapid rehousing interventions where you don't need to put them into long-term housing for years and years. On the other hand, for the 15% or so that are really chronically homeless, that is, they have multiple disabilities, they've been on the streets for years, and they're cycling through public institutions like jails, psychiatric hospitals, and ERs, we can move those people into HUD-VASH, a long-term resource that provides both the housing and the services they need to finally get stabilized.
One brand new use of the data and a source of data for future years will involve three agencies, HUD, VA, and the Labor Department. It's a pilot project in several U.S. cities.
We are really focusing this particular demonstration on using, again, the core focuses of these three agencies. HUD's going to be doing the housing, VA's going to be doing case management and services, and Department of Labor is going to be doing employment and training. And the focus is for recently returning soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan so that we can have a better sense about how to better predict homelessness and stop it before it starts for these returning soldiers.
And while those recently returned soldiers don't make up the majority of homeless veterans, they are at high risk for becoming homeless. The analysis found veterans between 18 and 30 years old are almost twice as likely to be homeless as the adult population as a whole. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.